Hi, it's Johnny, and here's what I've been musing about. Marketing has a physics problem. This is going to involve math, which means I'm walking a tightrope here, but stay with me. A century ago, physicists added up the mass and energy in a galaxy, and when they tallied it up, it came up short. Galaxies, it seems, were moving faster than they should. Stars and planets should be flung off into the void, but they weren't. Something was holding it all together, but stuff was missing. A lot of stuff, like 85% of it. They couldn't see or measure it, so they simply called it dark matter. I guess you can just do that if you have a doctorate in physics. If you can't explain something, you just say it's dark. It's there, trust me, it's just dark. You didn't come here for a physics lesson, but that's the basic idea. There's something there, and you just can't see it, hence dark matter or dark energy. Marketing has a similar physics problem. There are things you can plainly see in the galaxy of marketing. Your product must be something a customer wants. It needs to be priced in a way that matches a customer's expectation of that value. It should be easily available at a place a customer expects to find it. And you better promote the thing so the customer knows it exists. If you were paying attention, that's the four P's of marketing. Those are the laws. If you violate them, you get flung off into the void. But following those laws doesn't guarantee success. There are other forces at work. Dark marketing. Wow. These are things we can't account for, but they are there just the same. Things like invisible feelings a customer has about you or your product, the quality of your competition, the impact quotient of your advertising, a snowstorm, a sunny day, a holiday, the amount of competition in your market, a headline that makes customers uncomfortable about spending money, whims of the algorithms, a new competitor, traffic patterns, street talk. In truth, many of those things can, theoretically, be measured with deep econometric studies. Most small businesses, however, have neither the time nor the cash to pull that off. Look, a simple way to think of it is this. Roofing companies become really successful after a hurricane and unsurprisingly lean during calmer seasons. Marketing has nothing to do with either of those things, but those forces impacted the business nonetheless. If you're a dentist in a state that just took fluoride out of the water, I think you're about to get a raise. There is no marketing or advertising that works 100% of the time with consistent growth. Dark energy surrounds our galaxy, and it surrounds our businesses. It causes a push and a pull. One day, tariffs are on, and then they're off. Statisticians say the economy is good. Mr. and Mrs. America aren't so sure about that. Oh, and AI is coming to destroy everything, I think. I don't know. Today, businesses have access to incredible data. Every digital purveyor has a dashboard to show you results, or at least the results they want you to see. Meta and Alphabet give you a waterfall of numbers, granular data that zooms in tighter than ever. This is undeniably improving efficiencies. But zooming into the grains means you're so close, you miss the big picture. Before you start to fiddle with the knobs and uproot a good campaign while it's still in its infancy, remember, dark marketing forces are at play. Ooh. I'd love to hear what you think about it. What sort of forces exist in your business that you really can't see, but they are actually there? Send me an email, johnnym@wizardofads.com. Love to hear from you. Hey, I'll be back in just a couple of weeks, but in the meantime, keep musing about marketing, because that's what I'm doing.